Blog Talk Radio.
Doing on this great morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I see those who are dialed in. Just waiting for some more people to log on. You see this going on here. Amen and amen, you guys. Messages from the amen. Just one moment, you guys. You can't hear on YouTube? Let me see if the audio was on. It's just one moment. I just want to make sure my audio is on. It looks like it's on. Just one moment. So, just give me 1 minute, guys. I hope you all can hear me, the ones who dialed in. So, on my audio, they're saying they can't hear me on my audio. On my YouTube, but everything should be all connected. Whew, Jesus. Lord, enlarge my territory. Maybe I cut the volume off before. You cut the audio off for me. Remember, you cut everything back on. I shouldn't be looking for this. No, they can't hear me. All right, hold on just one moment. They don't go with it. You can't hear me? Okay, so something is. All right, so just give me 1 minute so I can, and you can't hear me on Facebook either. All right, so let me just go back out, and I'm going to come back in again. So, guys, once we dialed in, just give me a second. Thank you. Give me a second, guys. Okay, yay, guys. Hello, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Woo, Jesus. Good morning, everybody. Hi, Sandy. Good morning. Good morning, Susan. Good morning. Oh, good. Hi, Sandy. Hi, Susan. I was thinking about you the other day. I was going to inbox you. I'm glad that you were on. Good morning, everybody. Okay, so everybody can hear me now. Thank you all for being patient, the ones who dialed in. Good morning. My name is Reverend Wanda Martin Woodard, and I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, guys, healing oppressed people eternal. So on this morning, we're just going to get right, jump right into it and get started. I want to tell you, guys, I just want to thank you all for being so super supportive. And thank you, Keisha, for texting me and everybody letting me know you can't hear me. I appreciate that. And my family, my mom, and my sisters. But I want to say to you all on today, when I tell you I have been so overwhelmed by everyone who responded to my book that's coming out, A Diamond in the Garden, and most of you remember I had two conferences, in-person conferences with A Diamond in the Garden. Also, I have had several podcasts with A Diamond in the Garden. So my book will be out soon. Stay tuned for it's going to be a virtual book launch. So
so everybody will be able to attend. I am so super excited. The book will be on sale soon. When I tell you, I was flooded with so many positive responses and just encouragement, and I so appreciate all of you. I really do. Stay tuned for some big things that's coming with Hope Victoria, some more one-on-ones, a group session, a closed group session where we'll be able to come, and just check things out. Amen. So I'm real super excited about that. Yes, I am. It's nothing like ladies getting together in one room, even if it's through virtual, but I can still feel your presence through virtual. We can still chat it up like we're sitting at the dining room table at the coffee shop somewhere, God. Amen. So this is Coffee with Me, and let's get started. How about this whole chapter on today really helped me. Thank you to my son. He's my tech person. Hey, him and my daughter Maya, who gets me on point. So on this morning, I'll be coming before you, and I'll be coming from the scripture, First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And the word of the Lord reads, First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, the word of the Lord reads, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not, hallelujah, grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. I came from First Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, when I tell you the story about Jabez, and his name means born in sorrow. His mother said because she born him in sorrow, so that's what his name means. Can you imagine walking around? That's one thing, a part of my, don't want to give too much away. I know my sister Nikki, and he's like, don't give too much away. Don't want to give too much away. But that's a part of my book. You know, you don't have to be defined about what people call you. It's how God sees you, because many of us have been named by different people in our families that may be mean or may not be a nice person, or the name may mean something. That does not mean that you are that name. You're a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. You are a king's kid. Woo, glory be to God. Well, how about one today? I have on my friend Rasheen. She has T-shirts and garments and products and dresses. And I have on this dress that says, God is everything. God, I owe God everything. If y'all don't know if you can see it, but I owe God everything. Love it. So I'm going to post it on my page. You go to Blessed Sister. And you can find her on Instagram. I'll put it in the chat a little later. So just loving this outfit. But when I tell you guys, God is rocking and rolling. Do you hear me? But just thinking about Jabez, our topic on today is including God in everything. We should include God in everything. And do we include God in our plans? Do we include him in our plans? Sometimes we don't, because we don't want him to say go right and then we're trying to go left. Sometimes we don't include him. But let me tell you, Jabez is like, can you enlarge my territory, God? Keep me from evil. Keep me from pain. And God granted him that, kept him from pain, kept him from evil, and he enlarged his territory. Ooh, glory be to God. See, he, on top of that, the thing about what I wanted that sticks out the most is that he prayed and he asked God. See, even if he had been feeling, and he was more honorable than his brothers, that's what the scripture says. If you read that in First Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, I came from verse 10, he was more honorable than his brothers. God loved him so much, and not that he didn't love his brothers, but he was more honorable. He spent more time with God. He loved on the Lord with all of his heart, and he trusted God. And even for seeing, ooh, Jesus, thank you, he didn't allow his mothers to name him that, to dictate his future. He didn't allow any stones that any people had thrown towards him during the course of his time on earth, no matter what pebbles or stone that they threw at him. He was like, yeah, come on with it, because see, I'm not defined by my name. I define who God calls me. And he went and he prayed and he asked God to enlarge his territory. And God did keep him from evil. See, all of his plans, he wanted to be prosperous. See, it's one thing to be prosperous and to have so much and then be taken away from you. He wanted to be according to how God planted him, how God seen him, how he wanted God's hand to be in the midst. Lord Jesus, he wanted the hand of the Lord to be in the midst of his blessing, in the midst of God. Let me tell you, my aunt starts to crack me up all the time, and she says, you don't want to hear nobody but God. Mm-mm, I don't, because I want God to give me my instructions. I want God to tell me what next step to do. And then sometimes I get a little, because sometimes when you do that, sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees, because I overthink things sometimes. So those who are overthinkers, sometimes that's not good, because in the midst of God's answer, sometimes I'll be like, God, did you answer me? Yeah, he did, but your emotions are so caught up in it. But I trust God for everything, all of my steps, all of my moves. And I'm not saying that's the easy thing to do, because your flesh getting away, your flesh want to go a certain way, and your flesh want to do this, and your flesh want to do that. But what? God is saying, mm-mm. So sometimes we don't pray and ask God, what's my next move, what's my next direction, because we don't want to hear what he has to say, because we want to stay in that place that we're in. Maybe that place that we're in is comfortable, and we don't want to come out of that place. Maybe that place that we feel like a fair, so we can't jump out and go that place. We'd rather sit there and allow people to oppress us and treat us like we're nothing and say that we're never going to amount to anything. Sometimes those places are comfortable because they have beat us up so bad verbally and sometimes physically until we feel like we can't move out. We feel like, oh, my God, if I get out of here, what am I going to do? Can I survive? Oh, yeah, yes, you can. Yeah, I had someone tell me if I left, I wouldn't make it. Don't you know I am a king's kid? Don't you know that you are a king's kid and you can make it? Don't allow nobody to make you feel that you can't make it. Sometimes people take things from you so you won't make it, and they call themselves loving you. They call themselves embracing you and protecting you and loving you unconditionally, and they don't. But it's okay, because God do give you second chance to get up from that place and to wake up from where you are. So don't allow people to dictate your future. Don't allow people to dictate negative things and toxic things in your life when you know that you are a king's kid, when you know that you are enough when you walk into that room. Jabez knew that, God, I know he can enlarge my territory. I know he can keep me from evil. He didn't rely on nobody else. He relied on God. He allowed the hands of the Lord to be upon his plans, the hands of the Lord to be upon him so he can move forward. Don't be afraid of God's answers when you ask him something. You may be praying for a house, and that may not be the house he has for you. He got another house. So we ain't going to pray. We just going to jump and just move because we don't want to hear God, because God may say no. But don't you know God loves you, and he's not trying to take anything from you? And if it's taken from you because he has something so better for you, and if he closed the door, it's because he has something better for you to walk through. So that's when you got to go into your bag and say, God, my faith, I got to move out in my faith. I got to move out on those things, trust it and believe in you, even when those doors should be opening for me, even though folk is moving at me, looking at me like what you should do. But what does God say for you to do? You got to move according to God. And, yeah, it's going to look crazy. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because when God gives us instructions, see, those instructions are not for nobody else. Those instructions are for you. So when he gives you stuff, it's not going to look right to somebody else, how you moving and how you flowing and how you shifting and moving forward. It's not going to look like it what God is telling them, because that's what God's telling them, and that's not what God is telling you, because you're two different people. God spoke to you, not to them. People can come and confirm what God has said to you. Yes, I so believe that. Mm-hmm. Yes, because his word will not return into him void. So yes, that is so true. So God's word will manifest. It will move forward. So you have to know when it's time. You have to know when it's time to move, but don't be afraid. See, in the midst of Jabez may have been feeling like, oh my God, look what my mama named me, and look at over the years, people may have mocked me and tormented me. Maybe people in my own household may have tormented me, but I'm who God says that I am. What he did, he rose from that situation. however he may have been feeling from out of there, because he knew what the end result was going to be, because he trusted God. Oh, Jesus, glory be to God. He trusted God to enlarge his territory. But see, he wanted the hands of the Lord to be in it. Are you including God? Are you including him in your plans? Are you including him, you know, in your decision making, you know, things that you do? It may look crazy to other folks, you know, for them to say, oh, my God, you include him in everything. Oh, yeah, I do. I want him to be a part of it, because God is the one who gives wealth. He is the one who sends prosperity. Whoa, Jesus, I don't want nobody else, and I want God to send it. And yes, God do send you spoke to bless you. Oh, yes, he do. But that's who God sends to bless you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. God is faithful, and I love him. So he's so faithful. He's so powerful. I'm just in love with him because he's so mighty. He's so perfect. Oh, Jesus, he's so perfect. I love him not because of the blessings. I love him because he is God. He is God Almighty. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Greater love has this than no man that would lay down his life for his friend. He's our friend, and he will lay down his life for us, and he, God, has laid down his life for us so we may have eternal life. That's a friend. Proof that he will sacrifice his life for us. So I'm going to read that scripture one more time. So loving this scripture. Hallelujah. So 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10 says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel and saying, O thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me. He said, and that thine hand might be with me. Oh, glory. See, it was a continual thing, not just a right now thing. It was a continual thing that his hand might be with me. Oh, Jesus. He said he called on the God of Israel, that he would have blessed him, that he would bless him, and that thine hand, God's hand, would be on him. Oh, Jesus, when you have the hand of the Lord on you, oh, glory be to God. And even in the midst of how he may have been feeling, he wanted the hand of the Lord to be upon him. He didn't call on his parents. He didn't call on his siblings. He called on God, that his hand would be with him and that he would enlarge his territory. He will enlarge his coast. Woo. He said that thy hand might be with me and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Keep me from evil, God, that it will not grieve me. Keep me from evil, Father God. Protect me, God. Oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy. He said evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. God granted him that which he requested. Which he requested. Oh, Jesus, that song, I don't know who wrote it, enlarge my territory. Oh, my God. But this is the prayer of Jabez, known for the prayer of Jabez. He went into prayer with that thing. Oh, Jesus, glory be to God. He went into prayer with that. So it don't matter how people look at you and how they try to dictate your future and how they try to say what you're going to amount to or what you may not amount to. Don't you not know you are what God says you're going to amount to and that you are enough? Huh? That you are enough? And whatever you're going to amount to, that's what God says you're going to amount to. Take your hands off of yourself and allow God. He said, God, that thy hand might be upon me. He said he wanted God's hand to be upon him. It didn't say for just that moment, so thine hand will be upon me. Whoa, glory be to God. God grant him that request. For the rest of his life, God's hand was upon him and blessed and enlarged his territory. So what he already had, he extended it, and he enlarged it. So what he already had, he extended. Enlarge my territory. Right where he was at, enlarge it, God. Enlarge my territory, God. Right where you're at. Woo, Jesus. Glory be to God. Woo! Let me tell you, that's a word right there. Do you hear me? That's a word right there. Do you allow God to be in the midst of your praying? Do you allow God to be in the midst of your praying? Do you allow God to be in the midst of your praying? Don't be afraid to let God in. Sometimes we're afraid to let God in because how he's going to move and how he's going to shift things. So I'm just going to do things my way. I'm going to just do things myself. It's one thing I know I did exclude God and making decisions with my first marriage, making decisions, ignoring the voice of the Lord, ignoring him. And I know I heard God speak loud and clear, and he's ignoring me because it's something that I wanted. So I have learned to trust God. It wasn't like I just woke up on a trust God. No, I had to learn to trust God, knowing that he has my best interest at heart. And when things happen to me and when monkey wrenches get thrown in and my world gets turned upside down, it's not because God don't love it. It's because things happen. And guess what? You learn to deal with it. You move through those things and forward through those things because God got you. The Bible says we are affliction and persecution. We're not exempt from that because we are God's children. When Jesus came on this earth, he went through all kinds of trials and tribulations, but he moved through that to get through that, just to die on the cross for us, for our sins that we may have eternal life. So we're not exempt from trials and tribulations on this earth, but God does give us a way of escape and the way out. Hallelujah. And that's through his hope. That's through his faith. That it's not always going to be like this. And you will come out of the storm. But the key is to keep moving through that storm and not to lay dormant in that storm. Mm-hmm. You shut all your windows and you lock all your doors and don't allow no rain in, but you keep moving through that storm. Don't stay there through that storm. You keep moving in the midst of trials and tribulations. Hallelujah. So he do give us strength to get through it because you will get through it. It's not going to be rainy every day. We see that. But God will shine on it. And he will shine even during the rain. So I learned to trust in God. And I thank God for second chances. I thank God for my disobedience. But God still turns whatever bad situation around for his good. Hallelujah. He still is a way maker. He's still a mind regulator, a heart fixer, and a deliverer. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. And he will forgive you for your sins. It's us that we bound our own selves up because we feel like, oh, my God, I can't even forgive myself. Jesus has forgiven you, but we don't forgive ourselves. And we beat ourselves up daily for the things that we have done, our disobedience, things that we should not have done. But see, that right there is a trick of the enemy. Because, see, when you don't forgive yourself, you'll stay in that situation. You'll stay in that mindset, and you can't move forward and get the great things that God has for you because you still beat yourself up. So forgive yourself on today. Things that happened to us that was out of our control, forgive yourself for that. You can't control things that's out of your control. Only thing you can control is things that you could do, that you have done. Is you can control that situation. But things that come that's uncontrollable, you can't control those things. So you let God deal with those things. But things that we can control, move forward and stop beating yourself up for making bad decisions, for making wrong moves. God gives second chances. Oh, yeah, he do. He's God. He know what you were going to do before you even did it. There's no surprise to God. He loves you. Ask for God to forgive you and then forgive yourself and move forward past that thing. Because I learned when you don't, if Jabez would have stayed stuck in the how his mother named him, Jabez meaning sorrow, because he was born in sorrow. He didn't allow them to stay on him. He didn't allow that toxicity to stay on him. No. He detoxed himself. He was detoxified, okay? And said, I'm done with that, that way of thinking, because that's not who I am. That may be what you named me and what my name means, but I am a king's king, and I'm calling the Most High God, hallelujah, to bless me, Jesus. So he didn't stay there with that mindset. You got to forgive yourself and move past that thing that you have done, things that you have done in secret that don't nobody know. Mm-hmm. God knows, but forgive yourself and move forward. When God has forgiven you, because if you don't, you won't be able to see the great things God has for you because you're stuck in that mode of unforgiveness. I forgave everybody, but I did not forgive myself.
I moved on, but I'm really not moving on because every time I turn around, I'm not liking who I am because I have not forgiven myself for my disobedience. But forgive yourself on today because you can't move past it. You didn't ask God to forgive you. He didn't forgive you, and you're still in that place because you haven't forgiven yourself. Forgive yourself on today so you can move forward and have the great things and have the great life that God has for you. The mindset, the peace of mind. Stop wrestling at night because of choices that you made. Move past that because you can't control what happened last year and what you did a few years ago. Okay, it's done. Get up from that place and move forward. I was just talking to my pastor yesterday, Pastor Joshua Gooden, and he said, we was just talking about, you know, moving forward in life and not staying in that place and changing your mindset, your way of thinking. Just being shifted and your mindset and being changed in the way you think. You have to do that because folk ain't going to do it for you. Folk not going to shift your mindset. Your mindset has to be shifted. Your mindset has to be shifted. You have to do it. Even if you have to change your circle of people, even your phone conversations, don't allow that toxicity to come through the phone. Be like, you got to go. I'll call you back. Yeah, I'll call you back. You can allow that to stay into your life and tear you apart. Don't allow those things to tear you apart, things that you couldn't control. Couldn't control is not your fault, but you got to move past that to be in a better place. And you got to fight for that. Somebody is not fighting for it and with the covers over their head right now, but you got to get up and fight for that. I don't care if you just get up and just take the covers off your head and just sit up in a bed. That's the start. Sometimes we want to do leaps and hurdles to get to the next place. Okay, that for you right there, you've been in that depressed state and you put the covers over your head and now you're up out of the bed and you're sitting up. And you're saying, I'm not going to lay down. I'm going to get up and walk around and say, I'm not going to go out. That's a start. Start somewhere. You see that phone ringing, and you know on your phone, everybody's number pop up, and you be like, I know when they call, it's nothing but toxic stuff. I don't want to hear nobody else's situation. Well, don't want to talk about nobody. Then don't. And it doesn't mean that you think you're better than me. I'm not trying to say that. I just know I'm better than that conversation. I know I'm better than that conversation. I know I am. So I don't have to answer my phone, and I don't have to indulge in that kind of conversation. Even if you are my BFF, I'm not doing it because I can't, and I don't want to. And if that's your BFF, they should be able to understand when you say you couldn't take that call because you don't want to hear that. How about pick up and I don't want to talk about that kind of stuff today. And you don't have to. The more you do it, the more it becomes a pattern. The more you do it, the more it becomes a routine. Then you be like, hey, this feels so good. I don't have to do that kind of stuff. My lines are open. If someone want to press one, I'll take your call. My broadcast is getting ready to end. Oh, my God, this was so good, you guys. Oh, my gosh, this was so good. I'll go back and I'll read your comments a little later. But if anyone's on here that want to press one, want to comment or say something, you can, and I'll take your call. Oh, my gosh, I am just so super excited what God is doing, y'all. I am. Let me tell you, he is so faithful. I came from 1 Chronicles chapter 4. But when I tell you that he is all of that and that he loves us in spite of, so it doesn't matter if folk called you out of your name, made you feel like you're less than dirt, you're not dirt. Mm-hmm. You're not. You're God's creation, and you are God's creature. I know because I have been there, and I had to speak life into my own self. I had to encourage my own self. I had to know the beauty that lies within me. It's just not the outside, but it's the inside beauty, and take hold of that because folk will make you feel like that you're nothing, or when you walk in the room, you don't fit. Oh, I fit. Oh, yeah, I do fit. I fit because God called me to be in this room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I fit because God called me to be in this room. Amen. So you are being encouraged on today. Be encouraged. Include God in your plans. Include him in everything like Jabez did. He included God and he prayed to the God and God granted his request. Amen.
So I'm going to pray right now. We're going to close out. I see you all again on next Tuesday. Stay tuned for a Diamond in the Garden book release, virtual book release. So excited about that, you guys. I am. Hallelujah. See something on here. Wait, let me just see something. Oh, Lord. What did I do to you? I just seen... I'm sorry, you guys. Hey, Sean, how are you? I just seen somebody's prayer request, and I think I hit it by accident. Somebody just asked for me to pray for them. I'll go back on.
Chaplain Minister, I say, keep me from evil, God. Keep your hands in the midst of my life and my plans. Keep me safe and protected.
Mm-hmm.
And protect me at all times. Prepare me for the things I do for you.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Chaplain Millicent. Amen. Hi, Loli. How are you? Hi, Mom. Hi, Susan. I'll go back and I comment on you guys. Amen. I'll go back and respond to you guys. Amen. So let me just thank you all for tuning in on today. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift up and I give you the highest praise. So God, I thank you for the day and I thank you for the day. I thank you for your word, God, and I thank you for just your purity, Father. Come in, Father God, Lord, we thank you for saving us, God. Oh, God, we love you on today. And touch everyone here, Father God, that's on this call today. Use those for your glory, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. But, Lord, most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. You send thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side and that he loves you. And Sean, give me a call. God bless you all. Bye.